meep.
The Flower Power Hour. Ken Rundle with you, talking with the great Richie Fure of Buffalo Springfield and Kind Woman, a song that you wrote.
And of course, you know, I wrote that about my wife. We've been together now for almost 55 years.
Wow, congratulations.
And Kind Woman was looking forward at the time.
Got a good reason for loving you. It's an old-fashioned sign. I kinda get to feeling like you know when. Fell in love first time.
Flower Power Hour, featuring the great Richie Fure.
Tunes from Richie's days with Buffalo Springfield.
Thank you.
I was sad when they broke up.
Oh, yeah.
But at least we got Poco out of the ashes of that band.
Yeah, and Richie and I talked about that. Breakup of Buffalo Springfield, a lot's been written about that. Were there problems between Stills and Young eventually?
Steven and Neil still play music together and do things. And I don't think that half of those stories are true. The greater problem was there were 9 people in and out of the band in 2 years.
Wow.
And so it was like, you know, 1 step forward and 2 steps back. And I always said, you know, as long as Steven was in the band, because, you know, we had a relationship that went way back, I said, as long as he was in the band, I was going to be in the band. And when he was done, then, you know, it'd be time to do something else. And during a Beach Boy tour that we did, Jimmy Messina, who was the ninth player in the Springfield,
right,
and I struck up a friendship, and we, you know, we kind of were talking. You could see the writing on the wall, and we knew that things were going to kind of dissolve here in the not-too-distant right. future. And so, you know, when Steven decides it's over, let's just do something else. So when Steven decided, you know, that he was done, we started Poco.
Come on!
This is the Flower Power Hour. Ken Rundle with you, talking with the great Richie Furay of Buffalo Springfield, Poco, the Souther Hillman Furay Band. We miss Rusty Young, who passed away in 2021. What sticks out in your memory when you think of Rusty?
Well, golly. You know, the one single thing, you know, I just take musically, Rusty set Poco apart from every other Los Angeles rock and roll band. You know, I mean, yes, Jimmy and I had really talked about doing this country, you know, a rock and roll band in Los Angeles with a country sound.
Mm-hmm.
And when we brought him in sight unseen and unheard to play steel guitar on Kind Woman on the Buffalo Springfield record, and when we heard that, we said, man, this is the guy we need for our band. And so we asked Rusty to join. But Rusty, he set us apart. You know, we could have been another LA band with 3 guitar players and a bass and drums, you know, but the steel guitar, bringing in someone who played steel guitar, but not only played country steel guitar, but he ran that thing through a Leslie cabinet to make it sound like an organ.
Yeah.
He just was a very incredibly gifted artist on that guitar to begin with. You know, I mean, Rusty turned into a songwriter and all this other, you know, going along, but as an instrumentalist, he really set us apart in the LA music scene at that time.
You've got the Flower Power Hour.
Ken and MJ with you, and it's the Flower Power Hour's first birthday.
So we're flashing you back to some interviews and deep tracks from the first 6 months of our show.
Yeah, I enjoyed talking with Richie Furay. We heard Come On and Heart of the Night from his days with Poco.
And Kind Woman, a tune he played with Buffalo Springfield and Poco and still plays today.
Plus Graham Nash, Monty Python, Tom Petty in there. A few timely thoughts about Kings.
One of the kings of the guitar is up next for my long, deep closing track.
That would be Andy Powell of Wishbone Ash, their epic track about coming back from oblivion, Phoenix.
Right after these words of wisdom from Kobe Bryant.
Turn every setback into a comeback.
Yeah, man.
Andy, how about your favorite Wishbone Ash live track?
I like playing the song Sometime World, which is, again, from the Argus album. You know, it gives me a chance to step out on the guitar, and it's such a unique sounding piece of music. But also, Phoenix would be probably from the very first album. That's a song that's such an epic for us, and we're kind of identified with that.
We've been talking with Andy Powell of Wishbone Ash, and man, it's been a blast, Andy. Keep on rocking and stay safe, my friend.
Best wishes to all. Take care.
Peace.
leave it all behind. All the ruins and the fire.